thermal monitoring?
That's mobile.
HXS, I believe it is. This is N4IQ, over.
Good morning, KB2HXS. You got it correct.
Twister, especially this early in the morning. Name here is Bill. I think we've talked before, but it's been a while. We haven't done it very often. I'm just out here on the... out here on Woodruff Road, headed over to the YMCA. It's another miserable day. I tell you, this has been the wettest November, December I can ever remember, ever.
Gotcha, Bill. Gotcha. You don't remember who this is, do you? How's your heat working?
Dave.
Hey, there you go.
Well, that's good. Good to hear you. It's still working.
I know. So you mean I did a good job?
Yeah. You did a real good job. I really appreciate that. Okay, well, gosh, just, I guess it's, I haven't talked to you since last time you were over the house then.
That's okay. That's okay. At least you're not talking bad about me. That's always good.
I'll talk bad about Jimmy.
Oh, come on now. It's funny. When we go to people's house that we know, I said, yeah, this is my my older brother. I'm the younger, better-looking brother.
Good thing he's not listening.
I get a phone call. And That's okay. We break each other's chops all day long while we're working together. We're good that way.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. No, I didn't recognize your voice. I already forgot your call sign. I know I put your information in my phone contacts. I think I put your call sign. I'll have to check that once I get over here. Make sure your call's in there. But yeah, you'd think I'd realize after I heard the WB2.
I don't know who that is, but I'm KB2. That's okay, Bill. Don't worry. No worries. I know it's a little bit of a tongue twister call. I've had it since day one, and I've just never upgraded the call letters because I just, I like being a little outspoken with that, and people get mad at me. Oh, we're going to upgrade those things. Them things are tongue twisters, blah, blah, blah. Ah, whatever. I've had them since 1989. I'm going to keep them.
Let's see if I'm going to make it here without somebody running in me. I tell you, I do not like Woodruff Road. But the part that I go on is the quickest. This time of the morning is quicker for me to get on Woodruff Road and then go to Five Fork and cut over to Simpsonville to go to the Y. But I don't like getting on Woodruff at all. Well, how's you've been really busy doing work the past month, over?
Oh yeah. I've been doing, been keeping busy. In fact, I'm heading down to Greer right now. Just left Steve's house. Gotta go take care of something down there. Then I gotta go over to Greenville. Gas pack. Natural gas package unit. And it's mounted outside the house. The control board went bad, so I had to jump it out and get it to work for him. But other than that, I'm heading home today, and I start up again right after Christmas. I got a couple installs after Christmas, and then probably slow down until the warm weather hits anyway.
That's because there's just not as much demand, or is it because you want to take some time off?
Probably a little bit of both. So, I've been getting some heat calls right now. You know, it's heating season, so, taking care of a couple of things here and there. Other than that, just take the calls as they come in, but naturally it's a little slower time of year.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's probably appreciate that a little bit. This good time of the year to take a breather. Well, last night I went downtown the last time I fired is from Greenville Tech, you know, job. But anyway, the people I was working with, that was 6 years ago, they all got together and had a really nice get-together last night. And actually, maybe once every 2 years I see them, we get together like that. But it was super nice last night. We had a good time. But I tell you, every time I go down to downtown Greenville, I just get lost anymore. It is, I just get lost. You know, the first time I came here was 1963, and downtown was just about closing because all the malls are moving in. But my goodness, it's just unbelievable now.
Yeah, Greer, we, in the last couple of years, we've been up here, you know, we'll go downtown Greer and see all the lights and things. You get a little choppy there. I'm sure you're in kind of a choppy area, but I just left the Inman area. I'm heading down to Greer. Anyway, I got a quick question for you about that receiving wire you have around the perimeter of the property. Is that hooked up to a relay or something on your radio, or how do you work that?
All right. Normally I run this on, like, 5 watts. I just upped it. And there's parts of Simpsonville that I don't get into really good. See, the wire that runs around my property, I do have what's left of a doggy fence, but I'm not sure which one you're talking about. I've got, you're probably what you saw was the beverage, and that's a straight wire. I have it anywhere from, like 4 or 5 inches to maybe a couple feet above the ground, and it runs straight, parallel to my driveway all the way almost back to my property, and then at the end of the property, I feed it there, and this is back in the back, all the way in the back, and it's probably about 265 feet, something like that. That one, and it's terminated beverage, and it's designed to receive towards Beauvais. That's why I put it up for the Beauvais Operation 2018. Of course, that didn't go. And next month, they've got another one going. And I still left it out there for that. So that's probably what you're talking about. It's above beverage. It's a receiving antenna. And I use it on 160 and 80 primarily. Over.
Yeah, that's the one I was talking about, the one that runs parallel with your driveway there. Jimmy had mentioned that there was a receiving wire. I'm like, oh, wow, okay. And I didn't know if radios, you know, some of your radios, you know, you switch off to, you know, when they key the mic, and automatically switches from the receiver to the transmit antenna or anything like that. I was just kind of curious, you know. I'm running a Kenwood TS-450. Into an off-center fed dipole, and basically 100 watts, you know, and it seems to do fairly well. It's just a little bit of a hole that I'm in. I'm, you know, I get a little noisy sometimes, a little noisier than some, and sometimes it's tough to pull people out of the noise level. But no, I was just curious about that. All right, well, Bill, I got to pull in here and get some gas. You have a good morning there. Have fun at the Y. And I will catch you later. And oh my gosh, N4IQ, is that what it is? KB2HXS.
XHS N4IQ. Okay, got it. To answer your question, yeah, you have to on the TS590s. That's what I run it primarily with the two that I got. And that wire, I've actually got four beverages. They're all in the principal area directions, like, and they're very directional, north, like northeast, northwest, southwest, and southeast. But I got them on the property going various directions. But they go to an antenna switch, so I can switch the beverage, and then that goes to a goes to a RF preamplifier, a distribution amplifier, then it goes to the different rigs. I can go to four different rigs with those beverages. And yes, the rigs, well, you got to have some sort of switching mechanism. Either the radio has to have it internally, or you got to put one on externally. The 590s have them, the SGs have them internally. All right, well, I'll let you go. I got to go too. I'm parked here. You have a great day. Great talking to you. And I'm gonna make sure I got your call sign in my phone here. 73 is info IQ.
All right, Bill. Have a good morning. It's KB2 Hotel X-Ray Sierra HXS. Not XHS. H Hotel X-Ray Sierra. All right. Have a good morning. We'll catch you later. 73.
Okay. Hotel X-Ray Sierra. No telling what I said. All right, 73, info IQ.